Mesny here with Andy Morrison after the No Man's 1-0 victory over Kevin Druids and after the start of red in the first half. Is it fair to say that the second half was a half of frustration for you?
Yeah, Nick, you've got to put teams to bed. You know, I would say it was nigh on 80% possession for us in that first half. I don't think, you know, they only got into our half with long balls, which we played back to John Rushton, and we were so comfy. You must finish teams off. Okay, that's what determines the course of a game of football, is when you're on top, you have to score. We've scored one, and we've got in some incredible positions, and I think, you know, their staff have said that, you know, the fact that you go in at half-time 1-0, you still think we got a chance in the game, which they did. And then those last 15, 20 minutes, because of the desperation of wanting to win the game, they start pushing you back. And then it becomes an ugly night, which it shouldn't be that way. And it's not been that way enough this season, where our play, where we've dominated the opposition, we've dominated the ball, we've put countless balls into the box with quality from Nathan Wolfe on the left-hand side, and we've not asked enough questions of them. And we need to start asking more questions of the opposition keeper.
It started so positively, and an amazing strike from Lewis Shaw, which surely would go into the goal of the month competition this month.
Yeah, Nick, we've created a 3-on-2, and we've moved the ball, moved there too, and we've created the chance. Lewis let it run across his body and hit it. Now, we had them probably 10, 12 times in the first half where we created 3-on-2s, and we got beyond the two, and we put crosses in the box, and the movement wasn't correct, the choice of cross wasn't correct, the anticipation in the box wasn't, and the runs weren't. And we've worked hard in the last couple of weeks on the movement and the runs from crossing in certain areas, and that's something that we need to continue looking at, and maybe shuffling the pack to try and find that player that will get on the end of them balls, because we can't keep dominating games, we can't keep relying on the clean sheets. We've got the best defensive record in the league from the teams that are part time. So we're doing something right on that. It gives us the chance to win a game of football. You know, we only need one goal. If we get two goals, we'll win the game of football, because we're so hard to break down. But we can't keep relying on them clean sheets. You know, I should be coming off being so pleased with the way we've played and so positive, but you live and die by your finishing at any level of football. If you take them chances that you create, you win games of football. And at the end, the last 15, 20 minutes, where we've had to go back to the wall and defend it and protect it, they've done amazing. You know, they've done it right. They've dug in. They've defended correctly. They've got one shot off from 35 yards, which John has comfortably saved. So we can do that. We can dig in, but we shouldn't be needing to do that. It should be an enjoyable, easy evening, and it was anything but.
While frustration is the overriding factor, we're now 6 points clear of Bala in third place, and we go again against TNS now on Saturday in the live televised game.
Yeah, we're, like you say, we're 6 points Bangor, 9 points, 6 points on Bala, 9 points on Bangor, and that's 12 points now on Cardiff Met, and it's a staggering achievement. And I think, I've just said to the lads in the changing room, I think that's reflective of where we've come. You know, we're just a relegation fodder for the last 10 years, this football club. This year now, we're 6 points clear in second, and still we're demanding more, and we're looking where we can improve. We're looking where we can dominate games more and make the evening slightly easier, you know. And I think that's just, I think it's a fantastic achievement from all of them in there. I've gone in afterwards and I'm demanding more from them, because you can't dominate a game like that and not get enough shots on goal or ask enough questions of their goalkeeper. Really pleased with the clean sheet. Really pleased with the desire and the endeavour not to allow them to get back into the game. But again, disappointed with our play in the final third.
Just a quick mention there, you mentioned the clean sheet. Good to see John Rushton coming into the side and fitting in so well. Great save in the dynamics of the game there.
Yeah, I think it's near the 90th minute, and he's had to pull off. He's only saving the game. You know, everything else has been shots over, you know, down the sides. Nothing that's really bothered him. And then when we've needed him, and he's been out on loan, and we've had fantastic reports from him on loan. He's been terrific. And John Danby's picked up a bit of a knee injury, which is reflective as us, you know. We just got to deal with it. We got to deal with John Danby going down, and then John comes in, and we still keep a clean sheet. I think it speaks volumes about the people at this football club and the desire that we have to keep going forward and keep winning games of football.